So Conniff batting at 250, 20 hits for him and 12 RBIs with a home run and 17 runs. And today he made it 18. In front in the count, 1-2 is Niedringhaus. Finds a zone for strike three. Conniff saw it the entire way through, struck out looking. And Jack Niedringhaus records his first strikeout of the evening. So this brings up Anthony Gallison, who's also 1-for-2 with a base hit on his first time up and then flew out to center. Two down. Looking in his Niedringhaus, the high kick and the serve up and away for a ball. Broussard with a walk stands obviously at first. 1 down, Niedringhaus looks in again and paints the left edge, but it just comes outside. 2-0. Rafters, they need runs, they need hits. A 2-0 count with 2 down. Up and high and outside for the third ball. So 3 straight balls. This could perhaps put 2 runners on for Wisconsin Rapids. They need it. Has just looked and found that Green Bay has taken down the Mallards. They won 3-1. So the Rafters are going to need to come back, and Niedringhaus sees the inside of the zone in 4 strike, 3-1. So Green Bay is just waiting the results of this game. The Rafters, if they don't come back down 6-1, they will not clinch a playoff berth here in the first half. Still a lot of baseball to be played, but the 3-1 comes in. Gallison pops it away right side. 3-2. The count runs full. Broussard at first. Doc Spider's one away here in the bottom of the 6. Rafters, 3 hits, but what's hurt them is 2 errors in the field as well. Jackson Wentworth struggled being the starter for the Rafters, and then Logan Schulfer just hasn't been himself. The payoff comes in, and a sharply hit ball right side for a foul. 3-2. A full count with 2 down. Rafters are going to have to go out here and take it, because the way this game has been, it just hasn't come their way as Gallison pulls it fouled on the right field line. So, yeah, they're just going to have to go out here and take it, because right now it hasn't been the way that it would have liked, but they just haven't looked like themselves. Right now in Winterfield, it's quiet. The energy is low. And what certainly picks it up is a couple hits, a couple runs. So Niedringhaus looks in, sets in on the payoff, and will fire a swing and a ground ball over to Anderson. Scoops it up in the glove, has all the time in the world, and throws it on to first for the third out. So the Rafters come up empty once again. We head to the top of the 7th inning here in WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Luke Nowitzki, who's been the hero for the Knox Spiders today. First time up to bat, he struck out swinging. Second time up, he hits a two-run RBI double. And the last time up at the plate, he hit a double as well. So 2 for 3 today with two doubles as he swings and cracks a ball into right field. Hugo stands under it to cut it off for one down. So Drew Berrigan will step in, who got to first, and this is what really hurt the Raptors. He got to first. It was an error from Hansen, which allowed Nowitzki to get home from third. So that was the fourth run for the Knox Spiders. As Benetti back on the mound, he'll serve in and paint the right edge in for a strike. That one won. No balls, one strike, one down. Looking in and serving outside for ball 1-1. One ball, one strike, one down. A fastball that came in at 91. Benetti with two strikeouts so far, and he's nearing his 15th pitch. He'll look in, step, and the 1-1 comes in, and curveball, swing and a miss. 1-2. So Anthony Benetti looking good here. The 1-2, a curveball that sweeps away. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Benetti will look in. He'll come set, step, kick, and fire. And popped away on the inside of the bat. Drew Berrigan, who's walked twice and got an RBI off of an error. But he's been reliable at the shortstop position for field manager Doug Coe, assistant coach down there, Joe Morris, and a swing and a miss, reached out for it. Outside was Berrigan. Wasn't able to make contact. And Anthony Benetti, the third strikeout of his evening, and two down. So Lorenzo Rios, last two times up to bat, the power hitter, has walked. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout. So Benetti will look in. He'll step and fire a swing and a ball that pops away into the Conniff at second, throws it on to first, in for the third out. So Chris Conniff able to kind of field a little jam shot, but we head to the bottom of the seventh. Raptors trail 6-1.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211. or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So bottom of the seventh, Raptors trail 6-1. They've been out hit 6-3, but look, it is a long game. I know they only have three innings to go, but we've seen this team. We've seen the Nox Spiders last in the Great Lakes West Division. Fond du Lac is susceptible to giving up those big innings. The Raptors, they're a team that can score in abundance, and we've seen that many times this season. We've seen innings where they go 3-2-3. It's been big innings for them. So I'm not saying that the Raptors are going to come back, because we hope that's the case, but it's a long way from over. You have to look at it, and you have to say, okay, well, they haven't played well. They've only had a run in the bottom of the second. They've been held scoreless for four straight innings, but here, 7-8-9, there is opportunity. Niedring House has one strikeout on 20 pitches, but the Raptors, they have hitters. They have guys can able to make change at a quick rate, and they have guys that are ready to step in. So that's going to be the key. Is this team going to find and dig deep? Because right now, as it stands, Green Bay just beat Madison, and Green Bay's in. As it stands, the Raptors, if they lose this game, they are out of the playoffs from the first half. They can still clinch in the second half, but here in the first half, when the door has been open, they are out. So if they don't come back, Green Bay gets that first half division champions, and they clinch a playoff berth. If the Raptors can make a miraculous comeback, they'll take what's rightfully theirs. But right now, a team that has won four straight, shut out the past two games, and Luke Hansen, the right-hander, to lead off here in the bottom of the seventh, struck out swinging, and he grounded out to first. Jack Niedringhaus and Xavier, a musketeer, will look in, step high and fire, and sweeps the left edge in for a strike. That one won. So Hansen, the shortstop, committed that second error, which allowed a runner to go to home as a check swing comes in for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Niedringhaus will look in, a lively, and well, there's a lot of fans here at Witterfield as the lights have turned on. I tell you, if you have any of the opportunity, fans in the local area, to come down here and enjoy a great atmosphere, great ballpark, great food. Everybody's always welcome here down at Witterfield, because it's a lot of fun as the 1-2 comes in up and high for a ball, 2-2. But right now, it just, so many fans. We thank all these Raptor fans for coming out tonight and showing support, because this team needs it. And right now, they definitely do. Down 6-1. Two balls, two strikes. Niedringhaus sets and fires. And just outside for a ball. The count is full at 3-2. So a walk here would be a start for the Raptors. Niedringhaus looks in. The payoff, steps high and serves up and outside for ball number four. So Hansen will take first, and that's a good start here for the Raptors in the bottom of the seventh. So Levi Jensen, who was hit by a pitch and he flew out to left, he made great contact on the second time he was up to bat. So perhaps an inning could be brewing. The Raptors are going to need it. Niedringhaus steps on the first base side of the mound and fires in for a strike. 0-1. Jensen with seven hits total this season. Batting a 109. Six RBIs. A swing and a ball pulled out right side. Hansen at first, 0-2. Nice. No balls, two strikes. Niedringhouse sets and serves. A swing and a weak ground ball over to Anderson at second. Scoops it up in the glove. The lift on over to first. In for the first out. Ty Johnson, who walked last two times up here in the top of the order. So Anderson has been busy at second today. Jacob Anderson responsible for a one-run RBI single, which got the Dock Spiders on the board in the top of the second. Advancing to second is Hansen. He'll stand there now, a runner in scoring position, one down. Johnson, who flew out to center on his first time up. Niedringhouse fires and goes outside for a ball on the left edge. 1-0 count with one down. Bottom seven. Rafters have been out hit 6-3. Niedringhouse fires on an up high curveball. 2-0. Last pitch came in at 74. Hansen at second. Ty Johnson, the left-hander, sees the 2-0 and in for a strike. He was ready to step and swing, but and it comes in on the left part of the strike zone, 2-1. Jack Niedringhouse nearing his 33rd pitch. He has one strikeout. He's given up two walks and fires in the 2-1. A swing and a line drive that stays fair on the left field line. Rounding third, heading for home is Hansen. One run scores. Johnson gets over to second, dives head first, and stands up now. So the Raptors cut it to 6-2 with one down. The 15th RBI for Ty Johnson. He'll stand at second. A one-run RBI double. Logan Hugo will step in. So Doug Coe having a word with Niedringhouse and his infield, as there is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. One down. But I tell you, game is long from over. Raptors up to four hits. Down 6-2 now, but a big run here in the bottom of the seventh. So Ty Johnson up to two RBIs today, as Doug Coe walks off now. One down. Look, I will say, this Dock Spiders team, if they want to win this game, they're going to have to earn it, because the Raptors are not going to go away easily. You can tell right now, momentum just starting to shift just a little. And Ty Johnson stands at second. Logan Hugo is due up. Hugo 0-3 today. He grounded out to short, struck out, and he flew out to left. Niedringhouse fires and goes right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. Raptors have cut it to a four-run game. Looking in is Niedringhouse. The 0-1, a swing and a ball popped up into right field, running after it to cut it off his hinds in for two down. As he launches over to third to Nowitzki, Johnson slides headfirst into third and stands up now. So a great tag up from Ty. He'll stand at third. And this brings up Brendan Bobo. 1-3. So Brendan Bobo leads the team in home runs with 5. He also is tied for first in RBIs with 20. 17 hits, batting up to a 239. They're going to need Bobo now. The left-hander, Niedringhouse, will come set Bobo at the dish. Two down. Niedringhouse looks and fires. And up above the zone for a ball, 1-0. Johnson stands at third. A 1-0 count. Rafters up to four hits now. They've got a run here in the bottom of the seventh, looking for number two. And to cut this to three runs, Bobo is the decider, the 1-0, and fouled right side. 1-1. And given, look, they have four runs to go, but it's one run at a time. And it started with Ty Johnson. It was a Hanson walk, got to second. Johnson absolutely lifted a ball in the left field, which allowed Hanson to get home. So he stands at third now after a sack fly, which allowed him to tag up to third. The 1-1, Bobo fouls it back. Tipped off the top side of the bat, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down. Bottom seven. A run in the second for the Rafters. Four scoreless innings, and they found one here in the bottom of the seventh. Niedringhaus will come set. He'll step and fire as Bobo lifts it out left side into the concourse near the concession stand as two kids are racing after the ball. Always a souvenir when you can get a fly ball. And it's a 1-2 count. Two down, Bobo, they need him. And he's got a hit today with a base hit, first time up. Niedringhaus will fire. The 1-2 popped up into shallow center. Berrigan backpedals, runs under it, reaches out and makes the easy grab for the third out. So the Rafters get a run. They cut it to 6-2, but they still trail. We head to the top of the eighth inning here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning and a pitching change for the Rafters. You don't really see him in this position. He usually is a starter. A guy that leads the team in strikeouts, Josh Howitt. Out of Cal State Fullerton in Encino, California. Seven games with a 1-0 record, 22 innings of work, allowing six hits, five runs, and 28 strikeouts with a .41 ERA. So it's pretty clear right now what field manager Kirk Schreider is doing. He wants a shutdown. He's bringing in his best guy, his ace, to shut down this Dock Spiders team on the offensive side. So the Rafters can only focus on the bats because they've cut it to 6-2, so Kirk Schreider putting out his ace card in Josh Howitt. So the left-hander stands at 6-5 and will fire on Anderson. Anderson pulls it away and hits on the inside of the bat 0-1. So using Howitt here in the eighth. Howitt started the other day in Madison where the Rafters picked up the 10-3 victory. The 0-1 and up and high. 1-1. So Howitt last season played for the Rafters 13 games with an 8-0 record, 47 strikeouts, and 36 innings of work. The 1-1 finds the left edge of the zone on a fastball, 1-2. That comes in at 88. So Rafters have cut it to 6-2. They're not looking to make it any harder than it already is right now. But a run in the bottom of the seventh, the 1-2 way outside, goes through the glove of Jensen, rolls into the back track, comes in for a ball, 2-2. A 2-2 count. Josh Howant, a returning Raptor, a returning Northwoods League All-Star, and he'll probably be an All-Star once again. The 2-2 up and high for a ball, given he has 22 innings of work and 28 strikeouts. Only allowed 6 hits and 5 runs. A .41 ERA, which is one of the lowest in the league. And the payoff comes in and tipped away right side. Jacob Anderson, who had an RBI single. 1-for-2 today. The count runs full. Howant looks high, steps in, fires high and outside. Soon as the ball left his glove, it was coming in for a ball. It was way outside. So standing at first is Anderson. Brady Catterhagen, 1-for-3 today, and had that 2 RBI double in the left field. So Catterhagen, the catcher. Howant, the knee-high kick in the fire. In for a strike. Paints the left edge, 0-1. Anderson at first. The 0-1 count here, top of the eighth. The 0-1 comes in low. Outside for a ball. And skims the left part of the strike zone on the dirt. 1-1, so Howant stands on the third base side of the mound. He'll look over at first to Anderson. The knee-high kick to fire and bounces into the glove of Jensen. Goes away from him. Taking second is Anderson. And now a runner in scoring position. Some questionable pitching from the Raptors' ace, Josh Howant, who's usually superb in these situations, but right now, Anderson at second. Catterhagen ahead in the count, 2-1. Two balls a strike. Howant steps and fires and just paints the high and left side of the zone. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody down. Anderson at second. Raptors down 6-2. And Howant delivers in again and tipped away backside. So Catterhagen here batting in the nine hole. He's the second Dock Spider today to have 2 RBI day. Him and Nowitzki have combined for 4 RBIs. The 2-2. Swing and a ball lifted in the air into left field. Running after it is Gallison. Reaches out, makes the grab, speeds over, and throws to second. So Anthony Gallison darting towards that ball and gets one down. So Connor Cooney here in the top of the order. Lined out to second. Had a base hit, struck out looking, and he grounded out to first. So 1-for-4. But he's also crossed home plate. And Howant delivers and finds the right part of the zone in for a strike. 0-1. Anderson stands at second. He shifted off the bag about 2 or 3 steps. Howant looks over there now. And he'll come and fire as the 0-1 swing and a miss low. 0-2. So Cooney out of the College of Holy Cross batting a .246. Up to 29 hits on the season. Howant looking for his 29th strikeout of his second summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. He looks over. He fires the 0-2. And a ball popped out left side on top of the grandstand. Rolls backwards, which is onto the concourse. 0-2 count, one down. Lights have fully turned on. gray sky as the sun is set, but Yeo-Too popped away left side. Oh, and two count. So staying alive is Cooney. The center fielder. Howitt will look over at second. Standing there now is Anderson. The serve in on the 0-2 on a slider way low. And comes in for a ball. A 1-2 count. So Anderson walked, and the 1-2 comes in, just nicked it out, third baseline, fouled off. So Cooney staying alive, working the count, working the pitch count of Howitt, who's nearing his 20th pitch. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 inside and backing away was Cooney. As he took a step backward as soon as that ball came in. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Howitt on the third base side of the mound looks in the 2-2 and bounces into the dirt to Jensen. A full count once again. He'll look in, take a deep breath with the ball in the glove. He'll step high and fire the payoff and drifts away into the, well, the pitchers are for the rafters all the way put out on the left field side near the bullpen. So Cooney really working this count. Anderson at second. Rafters one, two away, and the full count delivery. Swing and a miss, low for strike three. So Howitt finally retires the batter as Travis Strickler is due up. Strickler, a ground out to second, a base hit, and another ground out to second. Then he struck out. So 1-for-4 with a run. So Howitt will come set one again. He'll fire a swing and a hard ground ball over to Hansen at second. Scoops up in the glove. The throw over to first is right on time. So the Rafters retire the side. We head to the bottom of the eighth. They trail 6-2. Find out next what happens here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Jack Gervich Leads off 0 for 3 today, so the designated hitter has struck out once. He flew out to left and grounded out to third. So one run for the Rafters in the seventh. They're going to have two opportunities to get four runs. A 1-0 count. But we've seen this team come back, and right now, the momentum you can just feel shifting just a little. The 1-0 high and inside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Gervich batting a 302, leads the team in RBIs with 20, and a dropped ball but comes in for a strike, 2-1. Jack Niedringhaus, one strikeout, has allowed a hit or run, and has walked two batters. Heading to his 44th pitch, the 2-1, and sweeps the inside part of the zone, 2-2. So after two straight balls, comes two straight across the plate, 2-2. Jack Gervich of the University of San Diego, Pacific Palisades, California, and the fifth offering comes in low for a ball. So the count runs full, 3-2. This will be a good start for the Rafters if they can start it with a walk. 17 runs. He also has four home runs, where he did one game where he had three home runs in a game. The 3-2 from Niedringhaus way inside for ball number four. Gervich gets the first, and that puts a runner on here for the Rafters as Garrett Broussard. Broussard, 1-for-2 with a base hit. So Doug Coe is having a word with his pitcher, Niedringhaus, as it looks like somebody from the Fond du Lac bullpen is stepping out now. Niedringhaus' day is done. He ended his day 46 pitches in two innings of work, allowing a hit, a run, three walks, and a strikeout. So a new pitcher coming in for the Dock Spiders, and which would be the third of the evening. So, Jack Gervich at first. And, well, the Dock Spiders, they realize that right now it's a very delicate time. This Rafters team has already gotten a run in the seventh. They have a runner on here with nobody down. So, a new pitcher in for Fond du Lac. Just receiving word now. Broussard at first, but you look at it, the Rafters, well, they have an opportunity here, and it's a run in the bottom of the seventh, and now so right now, 28, they don't have a 28 listed on their roster. So Kirk Schroeder having a word with the umpire right now, saying, look, there is no 28 on this roster. So for us, I mean, you look at it, if there's no 28 on the roster, there's nobody that's pitched. So Kirk Schroeder, I think backwards and saying, look, I don't think there's a 28 on this roster. And there doesn't appear to be so. The umpire having a word with manager Doug Coe. So number 28 as of now. And this is a big thing for the Rafters. If there's no number 28, Doug Coe's like, hey, look, I don't think there's a 28 on the roster. So right now, so number 28 is Jack Zupfer, because a former Rafter, Jack Zupfer. So he's listed on their roster as number 30, but in the roster the Dock Spiders wrote this game, he's listed as number 28. So Jack Zupfer is number 20, and this is funny because he used to be a Raptor earlier this season. So Zupfer. So Zupfer listed him on. And so this is funny, a revenge game type for Jack Zupfer. Pitched for the Raptors earlier this season. He went two games with an 0-1 record, three innings of work, seven hits, three runs, and no strikeouts. So far for the Noxbiters, he's had three games as he serves in the first offering in four strike, 0-1. So Jack Zupfer, three innings of work, allowing five hits and two runs with three strikeouts. So the right-hander from Mounds View, Minnesota, and the University of St. Thomas was announcing his name a lot earlier this season. Only was three innings, but yeah, this is a kid that was here on a temporary contract. A 1-1 count, a swing and a ball lifted out left side, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. So Jack Zupfer facing his former team, Gervich at first. A 1-2 count. As the checkoff over at first and sliding at first in the bag is Gervich. But nobody down. The right-hander Zupfer. The Raptors are very familiar with Jack in the 1-2. Down low for a ball, 2-2. So this could be bittersweet for either side. The Raptors can face their former pitcher and get a couple hits off of him. Or Jack can get the last word, the 2-2. The check over at first as Catterhagen delivers it over. Gervich getting back to the bag in time. The count runs full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Zupfer looks in. And what he used to call Witterfield is home. And he'll look down low on Broussard. The 3-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. Broussard went after it. And unfortunately, Zupfer gets one down. So Chris Conniff, who struck out looking, grounded out to third, and he also got on base on a fielder's choice. One down, Gervich stands at first. Jack Zupfer, a rising sophomore. He'll look in and fire and lower the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Zupfer, a returning player here in the Northwoods League, was here for the Raptors to start the season. The 1-0 from Zupfer, and just outside for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count with one down. Standing at first is Gervich. Zupfer looks over there now. And what he used to call his teammates, he calls them enemies right now, the 2-0. And down low for a ball, 3-0. Three straight balls. Chris Conniff, who's 0-3, looking to get his first hit. Zupfer fires a 3-0 and right down the plate for a strike, 3-1. Zupfer came with his St. Thomas teammate, Tucker Hoon, to start the season. They didn't have the best starts, but Zupfer got picked up here in Fond du Lac, and the 3-1 pops away for the second strike, 3-2. Full count, Doxbiners two away. Three balls, two strikes, one down. The full count, Zupfer fires, swing and a miss, low. Conniff just reached for back-to-back strikeouts from Zupfer. So that, unfortunately, for the Raptors is hurting them. So this looks to be a pinch hitter, Harrison Didowick. So Didewick out of the University of Virginia. He'll step in now. So you look at Didewick, two hits for him, batting a 154. He struggled, but he's a big hitter. The outfielder, he can really hit. So Zupfer, a Rafter at the start of the year, and Didewick here as he throws over to first, and just late as sliding back to first was Gervich, and shaking up on that one as first base coach Josh Nikoloff having a word with him. But Zupfer coming in here, two straight strikeouts. Two down, one away. Harrison Didewick went 2-for-5 in the College World Series. Had an RBI against Florida. As Zupfer fires and paints the right edge in for a strike, 0-1. Two down, no balls a strike. 0-1 count. Popped away, left side. 0-2, so an opportunity for Zupfer to record his third straight strikeout after walking Gervich. Ahead in the count, 0-2. He'll look down, and the glance over at first. He'll come set. Kicks, winds, and fires down low in the dirt and gets away from Catterhagen, but just rolls in front of him. Gervich did not have enough time to take second. 1-2 count. One away. Gervich leads off a couple steps at first. Zupfer will look in. He'll fire the 1-2 and driven out left side. So Didewick stands tall, the left-hander at 6'4". He's had two runs. One of his hits came against the first game, the doubleheader against Lakeshore, where he got a double. He also crossed home plate that game. Two down, one ball, two strikes. Zupfer looks, steps, fires, and a swing and a pop-up, and the third baseman running after it, Nowitzki, looking to track it down, reaches over his head and makes the grab to retire the side. So Zupfer, two strikeouts. We head to the top of the ninth, Rafter Trail 6-2 here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth inning, Alec Burnett will step on the mound for the Rafters. He's appeared in 10 games with one save, 10 innings of work, allowing 5 hits and 2 runs, but 15 strikeouts for a .90 ERA. one of the best relievers in the bullpen for the Rafters. We'll take the mound here in the top of the ninth. Rafters trail 6-2. It's just been a game for them where they've committed errors in the field. Their pitching hasn't been as good as we've normally seen it. So Teddy Dieters will lead off. 0-4. He struck out, popped out. He flew out and he grounded out. So a little bit of everything for the first baseman, Adam Xavier, from Maple Plain, Minnesota. So the Rafters, well, they're going to have one more opportunity after this to get four runs. As Burnett looks in, fires down. Up and in, 4-1, 1-0. So remind you, if the Rafters, if the results hold, they will fall to second place in the Great Lakes West Division. Green Bay will take first and clinch a playoff berth. 1-1. And what a night it could have been to see this team in the postseason, given they have basically the whole second half. This is the end of the first half, but, man, it would have been quite the opportunity. The 1-1 up and high for a ball, 2-1. 2-0. Burnett, the kick, the wind, and the delivery right edge for a strike. 2-2. Doc Spiders about hit the Rafters 6-4. It was a run for them in the top of the second. Rafters responded to the bottom half of that inning, but then Fond du Lac, two runs in the third, and then three runs in the fifth. Swing and a miss. Burnett records his first strikeout, strike number three, as Dieters goes down. He's 0-5. This brings up Jared Heinzen, who's 0-4, but he has a run. One down. The Burnett looks. Already with one strikeout. He'll step in and fire. Swing and a miss up high. So really, Alec Burnett, out of Wagner College, plays his collegiate ball with Chris Conniff. He's a great pitcher. He knows when to find the zone, the 0-1. He's got great arm talent, and he throws low for a ball. One's across the board, 1-1 and one down. Burnett, the step in the fire, and right edge comes outside of the zone, 2-1. But Jared Heinzen out of the University of Wisconsin Parkside from Kenosha, 20 hits as he swings and cracks a ball up the middle. And getting out on bounce is Johnson, but taking first is Heinzen. And a base hit, his first of the day for the right fielder. So Luke Nowitzki, who's 2-4 with two RBIs today. A two-run RBI double, and then he got a double after that. So all of his hits, he stood up at second afterwards. Rafters two away here in the top of the ninth. Heinzen at first. Burnett fires, and it's high for a ball. 1-0. One down. Burnett glances over at first. He'll come set. Look off. Step, serve, inside, but finds the strike zone. On the left edge, just sweeping the left part of the zone. 1-1 count with one down. Heinzen shifting over back and forth, and he'll take second now. A swing and a ball fouled back, but Heinzen was making a couple moves back to his right and left and then finally darted toward second, but by that time it was fouled backwards. A 1-2 count, so it's very clear what Heinzen's plans are. 1-2 count. Alec Burnett with one strikeout. One down. Burnett, he'll set. The lift of the leg. And step and fire. Bounces in the dirt. Goes away from Jensen. Throws a bullet over to second. The tag from Conniff is in time. So what a play there. Heads up play from Levi Jensen. And the chemistry from Jensen to Konev being put on display. A 2-4 put out. So Burnett will look in. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. He'll step, fire, and find the right part of the zone for strike three. So the Raptors get their third out. They'll have one more opportunity to see if they can come back here at Witterfield. We head to the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the ninth as Zupfer on the mound on Hansen and finds the strike zone. 0-1, but Luke Hansen has struggled at the plate this evening. And he's 0-2 with a run, though. He's been walked. He grounded out to first and struck out swinging. A 1-1 count. So the Raptors, they're going to need a big inning. Their biggest yet. The 1-1 swing and a miss. A 1-2. Luke Hansen at the University of Virginia. And looks to be on deck for the Raptors. Jorge Degatti to pinch hit. And the 1-2 sweeps way outside. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Zupfer will come set. He'll step, fire, and foul tip just above away. So they're going to need Hansen. They're going to need his best. They're going to need the guy that batted a 356 at Virginia and a team that made the College World Series. Zupfer steps in and fires on the 2-2 and skims low, 4 balls. So the count runs full at 3-2. Count. Zupfer fires and finds the right part of the zone for strike three. He was fired up after that one. Hansen can't believe it. And one down. This is a pinch hitter, Jorge Degatti, out of the University of Indiana, the Hoosier, native of Miami. 15 hits for him and 5 RBIs, batting a 288. He led the team in batting average for a while, but has gone down a bit. 6 runs total. Zupfer fires right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. 2 out of 3 outs last inning came from strikeouts from Jack Zupfer. He's ahead in the count, 0-1, and throws a curve down low for a ball, 1-1. On a night which seemed like this could have been the Raptors' opportunity to clinch, as the 1-1 lifted outside, running after it is the first baseman. Dieters chases it down and just a couple feet in front, not able to see it. 1-2. It's been a team that's won four straight, two straight shutouts. And Dock Spiders two away here in the bottom of the ninth. They lead 6-2. 1-2 count.